Good morning, everyone. This is Barb Sayers with Biz Buzz. You know that the intent of my show is to help businesses do and be more and reach the levels that they want to reach and become the top of mind company that people think of when they need a service in your field. So, in regard to that goal, I want to let you know about an event coming up in January. I think the timing is perfect. We'll be past our Christmas madness and be in a state of mind to really focus on our business in the coming year. So this is called Way to Wealth Summit. It's going to be in Denver, Colorado. And I have with me one of the speakers for the program, Regina Pertain. Her company, I should let her tell you all about it, but she really has a fantastic setup all the way from bed and breakfast to an event center to a consulting and coaching business. And she's going to help us understand how communication is so important in our business and personal relations. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Regina Pertain Bergman. Good morning.
Good morning, Barbara. How are you today?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking.
Awesome. I like to hear that.
So I hope you are excellent as well.
I am. It's a great day in Texas. It's a cold day in Texas, but it's a great day in Texas.
I hear that. Yeah, when we got up this morning, it was 7 degrees out.
I've been hearing from people all over the place of minus numbers today. So
we're doing good.
Yeah, I'm blessed with my heat wave of just above freezing.
My goodness. And you are right on the lake. Is the lake frozen?
It is not. No, I've never seen the lake freeze. We've not gotten that cold. That would be a bad day.
Might be, huh?
I might not be as cheerful on that day.
Oh, dear. Well, Regina, tell us a little bit about you and your company and what it is that you feel you can bring to the summit in January.
I would love to do that. It's the toughest part of doing that is narrowing the focus here. So, as you mentioned, I have a conglomerate of businesses, if you will. So I'm in the hospitality industry with a lake house rental and my bed and breakfast that I live in, this gorgeous bed and breakfast on the lake. I am involved in publishing some books, doing some self-publishing and publishing for just one or two other people. And my second book that I'm involved in is out now. It's called The Better Business Book, and I have a chapter in that. There's 100 authors in that book.
Woo-hoo!
And so that was a really exciting project to work on.
Yeah.
And then my business partner and I are also writing a book called The 10 Secrets to Creating Profit Now in Your Business.
Ooh.
Generate Cash Flow Quickly.
Well,
so that's part of my coaching business. We are a marketing and coaching company. And our strength is helping small companies grow their company to at least $1 million in revenue. You know, the number
Wonderful.
Of companies that hit that $1 million mark is, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I believe it's like 4% maybe that
Wow.
hit the $1 million mark. Okay?
Wow.
So most small businesses never hit it. And the truth of the matter is, if you have a small business and you've not grown it to $1 million, it is not going to be a saleable business to fund your retirement.
Right.
And so our goal is to help as many small businesses as we can to grow to at least $1 billion. And the tools that we have to use, we can help them exceed that if that's their desire.
I think that a lot of businesses, when they get into business, they don't think about that aspect of what will become of the business when they are ready to retire.
Right.
Most businesses
are not able to sell their business when they retire.
Most businesses are simply not. Yeah.
And there's a couple of reasons for that. One is that the value is not there to interest a buyer. And the second one is that the owner is the business.
Mm-hmm.
And if I, as an owner, am my business, then what are they buying when I walk away?
Mm-hmm.
So part of being able to sell your business is taking yourself out of the day-to-day operation of the business, learning how to work on your business, not in your business. And that's a process. You know, you can't do that day one. Day one, you're the chief cook and bottle washer. You know, you're doing everything for quite a while. And so, you know, it's something you work up to, but it has to be the goal in mind that you are not going to be the technician in your business. You're going to work on your business, and you're going to have other people who are actually doing the things in your business
exactly.
that need to be done. And you're strategizing and marketing and gaining client share. That's your role as the CEO of your business.
Exactly.
And a lot of businesses never get there.
And maybe aren't even aware that that's what they need to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's a real strong factor for us that we really want to help businesses grow. I'm excited to tell you, since we spoke last, of a new development in our business that's going to help us do that across the country. Would you like to hear about that?
I would love to hear about that.
Well, we have just become members of the Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives.
Woo-hoo.
And the Texas Chamber of Commerce Executive Association as well, which allows us to work with chambers and their memberships. They're so excited to have our services to offer to their members. And so we'll be able to work with chamber members across the country to help them help these small businesses grow.
Excellent.
Is that not exciting? We're so thrilled about this opportunity to help.
That is super exciting. And I would like for us to figure out ways that BizBuzz can help you with that. So
absolutely.
Yes, indeed.
That would be great. That would be great. So, yeah, we're very excited about that. And I'm excited about your event coming up and really grateful that we have the opportunity to participate in it, because I believe that we can bring some real value for the folks who are coming out for that event.
As do I.
And we, not only in the content that we're going to bring, and I want to come back and talk about that here in just a second, but not only in the content, but in the offer of a free look at their business that we're going to be offering them, that where we will actually be able to show them where they can find at least $10,000 a month in the business they currently have without spending another dollar.
Excellent.
And so that will be something we'll be bringing to them. I want to talk for just a second though about my presentation, because it's not only going to cover the things you talked about in communication and personal and business relationships, but I want to expand it on out to communication is also about your marketing, and I really want to help them see ways that pretty much everything we've ever learned about marketing is wrong, which is why it's not working, right?
Right.
We all spend megabucks on marketing, and it doesn't get anywhere. I was listening to something yesterday, and the gal said that this client that she'd just taken on, who does something very close to what we're doing. He's spending $8,000 on newspaper ads, and he's not gotten one lead from those newspaper ads. Now, that's not to say a newspaper ad is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all.
Of course.
But it's the way that the ad is created and the approach in there that is all wrong. Not necessarily the vehicle, but the way that we've kind of gotten in a place where, well, so-and-so is doing it this way, so we should do it this way. But this way isn't working. We're not getting the business from it. And so we really want to help them see ways to change their marketing to where it's much more effective.
Right, and consumers are so much more savvy than they used to be. Yeah, you have to really touch the right point.
Sure, and not only are they more savvy, there's a couple of things. There is what's called the buyer's journey, and that buyer's journey ends up with 1% of your market, say 1-3% of your market, that is in the mode to buy right now. So if your marketing is strictly addressed to saying, pick up the phone and call me, I've got this for you, you're only hitting 1% because the rest of them are not ready to pick up the phone. They're just looky-loos. The second piece, now they may be. So your marketing has to encompass something that keeps them with you until they're ready to buy, keeps them attuned to you until you're ready to buy. The second thing is that back in the 70s and 80s, it was a seller's market. Sellers dictated the terms of buying. And, you know, we can all relate to the old used car salesman approach, right?
Right.
And where they kind of pinned you in the room and didn't let you go, right?
Exactly.
You were captive.
Stay here until you buy.
That's right. But now with the Internet and being able to research anything on the Internet, they are not even going to talk to you until they're ready to buy. So you have to find ways to get out there and reach out and touch them in a way that keeps them connected with you until they're ready to buy. And we can teach that. We can show people how to do that. But it is the buyer's market. Because they won't even, if your ad says, call me, you just turned them off. Unless your ad is a little bit, is construed so that they know when they call you, they're not going to talk to a live human being who's going to try and sell them something. Because they're not going to be sold. They're going to buy when they are ready, but they're not going to be sold. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I want to touch on that some in our workshop as well, because it's so important in moving them forward.
You bet.
And I may, in all honesty, use that metrics of communication being that part of communication and how critical that is that they're communicating with their market as opposed to going to the other route that we were talking about earlier, because I'm just such a believer that this is so critical to them moving forward.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Good. Good. So you won't mind if I change horses?
No. So you're saying that the original content that we had is no longer there?
It's shifting.
Okay.
I may still bring some of that. And what you have, you know, what you've put out there is just fine. I know I'm for an event that we have 2 days before yours, we're doing an event in a small community, Hereford, Texas, where we've partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, and we're bringing in a lawyer, a CPA, a banker to talk alongside of us. And
cool.
Yeah, we're real excited about that. But anyway, I've titled my talk for that one, The Metrics of Communication in Your Business.
Oh,
and so that fits
good.
Either direction, either horse I ride in on. How's that?
Maybe you'll be a two-horse rider.
Yeah, maybe. I may even be a two-horse rider.
Stay tuned, folks.
Oh, my goodness. I hope your listeners are getting as much fun out of this as I am.
I hope so, too. we want to bring value to them, but hey, life is short. You got to have fun as well.
Amen.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what you originally were thinking of.
So originally I wanted to talk a bit more about not just the metrics of communication, but of relationships. Mm-hmm. You know, billions of dollars are lost to the corporate bottom line every year because of mm-hmm. divorce. And we don't think about that. You know, we think about the impact on the family or the two individuals, and we don't think about the impact on the family enough and the generational impact that mm-hmm. divorce has. But yeah. divorce causes lost productivity, not only of the individual who is going through this challenge, but the coworkers that they're sharing their story with, the supervisor who's monitoring the productivity and finding out that they're not all being as productive and has to deal with that. All of those are hard costs to the bottom line in this lost productivity caused by divorce. I'm trying to remember the numbers. The one divorce of an $8 an hour employee costs you, I believe it's close to $4,000 or $5,000 to your bottom line.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, that's a significant chunk of change to walk out the door, right?
And this is interesting because in our day, these were things you didn't talk about.
Right.
It was a taboo subject.
Right.
And so with the dynamics now of how we interact with each other and share these things, it's having a bigger impact.
It is indeed. So when I'm dealing with it, when I'm talking on that subject, what I like to do is help them really wrap their arms around what that costs to their company, and then what can they do proactively mm-hmm. in their own life or in their employees' life? Can they bring in some tools like, you know, we do our marriage retreat. We have a two-day marriage retreat that we do. Can they bring in things like that? Can they bring in workshops to help their employees with their communication and include the spouses? You know, bring them in and have mm-hmm. have workshops where you've got the husband and wife both there and they're learning techniques to improve their communication and save their marriage. Mm-hmm. So, you know, save a marriage, save a company.
I like it.
So I just, you know, saving marriage is just, it's my heart's passion. Mm-hmm. I hate to see families dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times people don't think through the ramifications of it.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of times, too, you'll see people, you know, who are still so miserable years after the divorce, but what they don't think about is that impact on their children and their children's children. Because if they're setting an example for their children, okay, in how mm-hmm. to be a parent and how to be a spouse. So I kind of liken it to, if I give you the ingredients for a cake, I don't show you a picture, I don't tell you anything about how to make that cake. And I just say, here are the ingredients, go do it. What's your mm-hmm. cake going to turn out like?
Unique.
Totally unique. Good word. Would it be necessarily edible?
We just don't know.
We just don't know because it's so unique. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, it goes back to that do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
But children who come from divorced families and families with that kind of conflict don't necessarily understand how to create a loving, bulletproof marriage. Mm-hmm. They're not sure how to do that because they didn't see it. They didn't get the picture. They didn't get the instruction. And so because of that, certain traits get built into their own marriage that cause the demise of their marriage. So, and then what happens to their children? You know, and you create a generational slide. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I really think this goes beyond just the children and their families, because I think it affects your communication with your immediate surroundings as well. How
Absolutely.
You interact with other married couples, how you interact with people at work who are married.
Right.
I think it builds something inside of you that makes you react in a certain way.
I think that's true. And then you have the child of a two-parent family who comes home from school and says, I don't have a stepmom or a stepdad, and, you know, all my friends do. How come I don't have one?
Wow.
And that happens.
Wow.
Yeah, I want one. Everybody else has one. I want one. Generational impact.
Ooh,
it just breaks my heart to see it happen. And so I love working with couples to help them restore the love, restore the intimacy, and get their marriage back on solid footing. Because the truth of the matter is they do still love each other. 99%,
yeah.
I would say, still love each other. But they've lost their way. They've
mm-hmm.
lost the intimacy. They've lost what love looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with a close girlfriend recently. She called me, and she was going through a tough time. And we maybe only talk once a year or something, but our relationship stays really close nonetheless. And she was struggling, and she said, you know, I just want to walk away. She said, I know he loves me. And there's something to be said for your husband just doting on you and loving you so completely. But she said, I'm not happy. And I just think I want out. And we talked for a while, and I said, do me a favor. Don't leave. Number one, do promise me that you will not leave until you do what I'm going to ask you to do. She said, okay, she promised. So I said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get some paper. Go to the dollar store and pick you up a little notebook and a pen. And I want you to start writing. And every day, I want you to write at least one thing that you are grateful for in your husband and in your marriage. And it has to be what happened that day. You know, tell me one mm-hmm. thing today that I'm grateful for. Not the platitudes, not the, you know, the kinds of things. Oh, I'm just so grateful for my family. But no, I'm grateful for my husband because he blank, blank, blank. You know, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, start writing that every day. I said, I don't care how long you have to work at it to get a word out. You know, just even if you can only write one word, write that word every day. And about 2 days later, I got a text from her saying, thank you. It's already made a softening in my heart, and I'm already feeling better about things.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a powerful tool, just remembering what we're grateful for in our husbands or our wives, wherever that is, because life kind of knocks it out of us, and things happen. And then the second step is to take that one step further and say, honey, I am grateful to you, and here's why. Share it with them, because we all like to be appreciated, and just keeping it to yourself in your little notebook is not sufficient. Yes, that's going to soften your heart, but it's not going to soften theirs. They need to know that they are appreciated. You need to know that you're appreciated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is a one small thing that we can do to work on our marriages is just have a gratitude journal.
So important. Gratitude in every aspect of our lives makes such a difference.
It does. It is amazing what gratitude will do. It truly is.
I agree. So I wonder, not to change the subject too much, to go back a little bit.
Another horse, okay.
No, same horse, we're just switching.
Okay, I'm riding side saddle now, okay.
The first horse. Can you tell us a little bit more about this chamber thing?
Oh, I'd love to. So at every state has its own state organization for chambers as a support and an education arm, and it's their job to also arrange vendor relationships that are going to benefit the chambers and their membership. Mm-hmm. And it's their job to bring legislative things to, you know, to just educate in all realms and to lobby. Actually, there is another arm that actually does the lobbying for the chambers. But then each community, of course, has its own chamber of commerce. And usually their executive is a member of their state and potentially their national organization. There are about 1,200 chambers of commerce across the U.S.
Right.
And so what we're doing is partnering with them to bring this service of helping those their membership grow to million-dollar businesses. Their small businesses take them up to that $1 million or more. As well as one of the struggles that chambers have these days is that their membership dues do not truly cover all their expenses and things they need to do for their members.
Oh.
And so they're always looking for additional revenue streams.
Yeah.
So part of what we will do by when we partner with a chamber is we actually create a revenue stream, a revenue share with them of services that the coaching services our entry-level coaching services that we offer. They actually will get a portion of those dollars, which will help them. And then they have the choice. They can either give that money back to their member, reducing the member's benefit for, I mean, the member's expense further, or they can use it to grow their chamber. So our goal is a win-win-win-win. I always do business on a three-level win. I always want it to be, you know, at least three levels of win. Well, this one, we've got a four-level win. So it's a win for the national organization. They don't have anybody who's doing anything like what we can offer their membership. And it's a win for the chamber itself, and it's a win for their membership. And as their businesses in that community grow, it's a win for the community. So I guess it's a five-way win. Well, no, that was three, right? And then the fourth is us. It's a win for us. So the national organization, the local chamber, the local members, the community, it is five, and us. So we're going for a five-way win on this one.
Excellent.
And we will be hopefully speaking at the Texas Convention in June. We will have a booth at both the state and the national level. Both organizations will have a booth this coming year. So we're really excited about it because it gives us an opportunity to really reach down to small business owners and with the authority that comes from our relationship at the national level to bring services that are going to help them create what they dreamed of creating to start with.
That's wonderful. And I hope you all heard that. This is aimed at the small business members of Chambers of Commerce to help them reach $1 million in revenue. And
there's
they don't stop at a million, folks.
Yeah, at least. We've got the words at least in there. We don't want them to stop unless they just can't handle it.
Right.
They can't handle the idea of more than a million. But there is another benefit to both the local chamber and the community, and that is that we are, as we grow these businesses, we're also going to be reaching out to non-chamber members through the chamber. So the chamber is able to provide some value to non-chamber members, which endears them more to the chamber, and they'll join their chamber. So, you know, so then we're impacting that whole community more and growing the chamber in the process of growing the
business.
Yeah.
I love it.
So it's a truly synergistic relationship, I think.
I think so, too. I'm really excited to learn some more about this. I know that we have an appointment where we're going to talk more about it.
Yes.
And hopefully I can bring this to the Denver area and help the small businesses here, because my passion, as you know, is to help small business and to help help those business owners get back
right.
to the passion
exactly.
that brought them into their business to begin with. So
right.
this is very, very close to my heart as well.
Yeah, you and I are on the same page there.
I think so.
And, same page.
Yeah. So, should I tell them that we're sisters?
Sure.
If they haven't been able to tell
cats
them
out
now,
of the bag now.
If you haven't been able to tell by now that we are somehow connected. Regina is my sister. And
her baby
we
sister.
Are, yes, my baby sister. I'm the oldest, so I have the authority. No. And she is also a partner in my business. So we connect at many, many different levels. And I'm just thrilled to have her as a part of my business and as a part of the summit that's coming up. And I know you all are going to fall in love with her just as much as I am in love with her, because she is that much of a genuine person and sincerely wants to help others. You're just going to fall in love with her.
Thank you.
So, you're welcome. I'm gonna leave you on the line in case
okay.
you want to interject anything, but I'm going to go over some points of the summit so the folks know what's
Good.
Happening here.
Good.
So I'm calling it Way to Wealth Summit 2017. Gain the tools you need to stop your business from hemorrhaging revenue, leads, customers, reputation, website views, and much, much more. It's going to be on January 12 and 13 at the PPA Events Center in Denver at 2105 Decatur Street. It's right by the stadium, the Sports Authority Stadium. You could throw a stone and hit it. It's like one parking lot away from the stadium, so it's very easy to find. We're going to have a room full of super smart, sharp, and motivated business owners and entrepreneurs and experts for two full days of supercharged excitement, education, and fun. This really is a unique opportunity to gain insight on what it takes or makes for a foundation for phenomenal success. And we've left no stone unturned. You're going to receive golden nuggets and bronze boulders of information and ideas to bring back to your office and implement immediately. And I can't wait to get your feedback on the event. It's your time now. You deserve to prosper and grow your business. So let's make the first quarter of 2017 absolutely phenomenal. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur and you want to attract more clients, make more money, and create a bigger impact with your message, then this event is for you. So I have a few ticklers here. Do you want to increase your conversion rates? Do you need more quality, targeted leads for your website or opt-in page? Are your email campaigns bringing lackluster results? Or do you just need to build an email campaign? Do you need to brand your business, but you need help getting it done? You want to be top of mind in your ideal client's mind? Do you need more exposure for your business? I'll tell you, through our speakers at the event, you'll be able to get on TV, and you'll have the opportunity to get on TV and radio. Do you have a current marketing plan? Do you need to invest in the growth of your company, but you don't know how to implement the expansion you want to need? Are you really clueless about social media marketing? I mean, that's a term that we throw around a lot, but do you really know what it is and how to do it? Does your website need an overhaul to make it more appealing and mobile friendly? Well, if you answer yes to any of these and you're serious about growing your entrepreneurial or traditional business, you just can't miss this exceptional opportunity. Your business is going to benefit greatly from being a part of our live event. Bring your marketing team and your business development experts so that you can gain the most for your business's future growth and really unprecedented success. Let's take your business to 6 and 7 figures. So I want to tell you a little bit about the different speakers that are going to be sharing their information with you. I, of course, will be there.
That's a good thing.
And I will be talking to you about email marketing, this building a solid foundation from which your business can grow. And all of the attendees at the event will receive my book, What If Everything You Think You Know About Email Marketing Is Dead Wrong? We also will have Maurice Washington. He's the host of the popular Denver-based TV show Executive Talk, where he interviews local business and business executives, I should say, who speak out on what matters to business on a local level. And Maurice brings us his insight and experience on why message first, business second is the key to success. We will have Jennifer Whitten Trujillo, an affiliate faculty at Regis University's College for Professional Studies. She teaches or has taught courses in digital marketing promotion, marketing principles, digital marketing tools and tactics, and consumer behavior. Jennifer is going to teach us the power of a business plan. Without a well-constructed marketing plan, you just don't have a clear path to follow. And you'll not get the loans that you may need. You'll not be taken seriously by other businesses. And she will assist you in getting started on your marketing plan. If you don't have one, and if you do, she can help you tweak the one you have to make it more powerful. So, yeah, marketing plans really are the cornerstone of a business. Michael Hall imparts his knowledge on how to make financial decisions for small business. Michael graduated magna cum laude from University of Denver in 2004 with a degree major in business and a minor in finance, so he's uniquely qualified to speak to us on this topic. He spent what he calls his previous life in the mortgage business right out of high school, before starting a career in the investment world in early 2003. And now Michael is going to share his wealth of knowledge with all of us. He'll also show you how important your attire can be to your success. They said that first impressions are lasting impressions, and your business really is full of first impressions. You never know when you'll have an unexpected first impression. Michael is an expert in the clothier industry, and you won't want to miss his insight on this subject. Pamela Bruner is going to be with us via a recorded video. I'm so excited to have her. She really is very well known in our industry. She is the Facebook ads expert, and she shares her knowledge and experience and walks you through the importance of using Facebook ads for your business and how to accomplish success with Facebook ads. Because many of us know you can have Facebook ads and not have success. And she'll show us how to capitalize on her methods for Facebook ads. Very excited to have her with us. Greg Shangan is in Boulder, and he's the founder of Gloss, a full-service digital marketing agency with a passion for helping B2B and B2C businesses to make more money while having fun, which I think is important. And Greg will share with us how to delight your visitors so they come back for more, buy more stuff, and share their experience with the world. Whether you're sending promos to customers, nudging prospects toward a sale, or gently reminding customers to reorder, discover how you can clone you and your team via automation so you can generate more revenue and acquire more new customers. Liberate yourself to pursue higher value revenue generating activities while boosting your team's morale and motivation so they're more engaged in their daily work and really much, much more. Greg has just a wealth of information to share with us. And I'm probably going to butcher his name. It's Italian. Jay Magliasso. I know I said that wrong. From Dex Media will astound you with his, what his company can do for your business's bottom line. He's been in marketing and advertising since 1981, so he has some experience. It covers 28 years in the auto marketing industry with Showcase Publications, where he specialized in creating print marketing campaigns for auto retailers and manufacturers, as well as 2 years in the financial industry. And for the last 5 years, Jay had a really rewarding career with Dex One and Dex Media as a sales rep, a field sales training manager, and a senior digital marketing consultant specializing in small to medium-sized business development. And you're just going to be amazed at what he can do for your company. Joyce Furstel is a master of marketing and relationship building using LinkedIn. She'll take you beyond the profile, tips for effective use of LinkedIn. You'll learn ways to communicate strategically on LinkedIn and discover really a variety of search tools on LinkedIn to find referral partners and potential clients to enhance your professional credibility by publishing articles on LinkedIn and determine if it makes sense for you to have a paid LinkedIn account and find out how to stay top of mind with your LinkedIn connections. And then we have Hugh Little. He'll be coming to us from Florida via a live connection with him. Hugh wants to change the way the world perceives sales and salespeople. He calls himself the sales wizard. And he started Red Cap Sales Coaching so he could teach business people to sell in a different way, in an authentically human way that connects the seller and the buyer together in a mutually beneficial relationship. Hugh's coaching turns selling into a fun, pleasant, profitable experience for sales, the salesperson and the prospect alike. So the Sales Wizard is an accomplished author, speaker, and radio talk show host. That's how I first met him. He had me on his show. He has over 46 years experience in selling, and his coaching has helped business owners and salespeople all over the world achieve outstanding results in selling. As a public speaker, Hugh provides entertainment, education, and motivation to audiences worldwide. And his promise to you, double your sales and income in 90 days or less, guaranteed. I, for one, can't wait to hear that. Wendy Strain is an expert grant writer. Really excited to have her with us, too. She has generated more than $40 million in awarded funds through her grant writing efforts. Many small businesses have heard of grants that can provide free money for their success, but they may not know how to go about writing a successful grant application. Wendy will provide the basic information you need to start searching and applying for your own grants to help your business thrive. Regina Partain Bergman, I think we've covered pretty well. AJ and April Mata, also from Florida, they tell us we have a proven track record, revolutionary approach, and immediate results. Spiritually Raw ranks in the top 1% for LinkedIn profile views with over 25,000 plus connections and 53 plus client recommendations. The best part? They already figured it out and will duplicate the exact same process for you. Experts in media branding, AJ and April are enthusiastic about getting phenomenal results for you and your business. And that's why I connect with them so much, because we have the same goals. You won't want to miss their presentation on the new mobile business card called V-Card. It's like having your website on your phone and so much more. And lastly, Dan Hugo has the answers to your accounting and tax questions. If you're looking for a blend of personal service and expertise, accounting and tax services is the right place. They offer a broad range of services for business owners, executives, and independent professionals. They're an all-inclusive firm that specializes in startup, small, and medium-sized businesses. And their services include unlimited consultations, accounting and bookkeeping, tax planning and preparation, as well as live payroll for all for low monthly or quarterly fees, no hourly charge. I think that is just incredible. So you can get maximum mileage out of them with only monthly or quarterly fees. Again, so excited to bring this to all of our business folks out there. Just because it's in Denver doesn't mean that you can't come if you're not in Denver. We will have it recorded, and I'll be making that available at a later date. But if you'd like to be there in person, I really, really would love that. I'd love to get to know you. We have VIP seating and general admission and special pricing for guests. So if you go to sisterenterprises.com/your-way-to-wealth-summit, you can reserve your seat. I'm going to repeat that. It's kind of a long one. It's http://sister-to-sister-enterprises.com/your-way-to-wealth-summit. And I really recommend that you go in there and save your seat as soon as possible. It's filling up fast, and we want you to be able to be there. Regina, do you have anything to add to that?
Just one comment. Mm-hmm. Something you said in there, I just wanted to encourage folks. You said bring your marketing team and your whatever. Folks, you don't have a marketing team. It's just you in your business, and you don't have any team. This is still valuable for you, and you need to be there. It's especially valuable for you because you need these foundational pieces that all of these speakers are offering. They will launch your business so much faster than you can do it without them. These are experts in their fields, and, you know, this is an opportunity that doesn't come along every day, right in your neighborhood, at a very low entry price, for this kind of knowledge. Trust me, folks, I spend tons of money on gaining knowledge. Yeah. And never been to an event of this caliber, this many talented, skilled professionals at this level of an entry price. You cannot afford not to be there if you are truly serious about growing your business.
Thank you. And one thing that I didn't mention is that each of our speakers, I have made it very clear to each one that I want this to be an experiential learning event for you. So not only will you hear what they have to say, but they will have a portion of their talk that will involve you to get hands-on understanding of what they're talking about, so that you will be able to take that back to your office and implement it right away. And it's not something that you're going to have a book that you get at the event and then you put it in a drawer and forget about it. This is going to be something that you will be able to remember, because you're going to actually do a part of it there at the event.
Awesome. Can't wait. So I'm looking forward to learning from all of these speakers.
Me too. Me too. And I have a relationship with all of these people, and I'm excited.
It's going to be phenomenal. It truly is. I'm traveling from Texas for it, to come up for it. It's going to be a phenomenal event. I am so excited about it. And so grateful and proud of Barbara for putting this on.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Well, let me, we have only just a couple minutes left. I will give you my phone number, 303-524-2163, if you have questions that you can't get answered by going to the page that I gave you already, sistertosisterenterprises.com/yourwaytowealthsummit. Also, my email is B, which stands for Barbara, B Sayers, Sayers, at sistertosisterenterprises.com. And the two in there is actually the number two, not the word two. So you have several ways to get in touch with me if you need anything answered that I haven't been able to cover for you today. I just want to piggyback on what Regina said, that I have kept the price down as low as possible. You know, it's really deeply discounted. Normally, an event of this magnitude would run three times what I'm charging. And I just truly want to help businesses, especially in the greater Denver area, because that's where I'm here, but really all businesses succeed and really exceed their current goals. And I'm keeping the price down as low as possible. So please claim your seat before they're sold out. I think I have about a minute and a half left. So this is Barb Sayers with Sister to Sister Enterprises on Biz Buzz Radio Talk Show with BBS Radio. Our goal is to help you be, as the Army says, all that you can be in your business and reach that 6-7-figure goal that I think really all of us have the goal, but sometimes we just don't know how to get there. This event is going to really, really help you do that. I think Regina stated it very well, and I don't want to take away from anything that she said. So just want to encourage you to take that step, invest this tiny bit in your business so that you can make 2017 the best year you've ever had. I will always be here available to you for consultation. You know how to reach me through the radio show, or my phone number, my email, whatever. And I'm here in your backyard, and I'm always willing to assist you in your goals and give you the benefit of my experience as well. And one of the things that Regina talked about earlier about work. Is it time? Okay, so that's the end of our show, folks. Please join us again in 2 weeks for the next BizBuzz show. thank you for being here today and being a part of our show and making it the success that it is.